was an apprentice in a pharmacy there.
And then
I was supposed to go for examination to become a qualified assistant.
And so what did you do with the money?
I took the money that they gave me after 3 years of work. He gave me 100 rubles to go to for the examinations, and I took that money and I bought a ticket to come here, and that was the best investment I ever made in all my life, and I so tickled me when I think of it. It was the smartest thing I ever did.
This enthusiasm is just wonderful. So I guess this is why the Jews became successful. Without this attitude, it couldn't happen.
No, of course not. And I'll tell you one thing. When you're in business so many years, you go through a lot.
Yes,
a lot
of
trouble.
Course.
And whenever I was down, I kept on thinking about the first 2 days when I came over here and how sunny and sunshiny everything looked, and I felt it made me feel better right away.
Yeah. We thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Just and like I see it outside now, that's what it was in my heart. See, I can get down in this difficult in this country anytime. I love it so much.
Amen. How did you meet people during the first 5 years, Mr. Simpson? Through your business?
Meet people. I knew the people that came in to see the dealers. That's all. I didn't know anybody else. With the exception of that family that came over from Europe, from Liban, at the same time when I came, exactly the same week they came over. Now, I tell you, I don't like. Is this on?
You want it off?
Yeah.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people? Were you friendly with any non-Jews?
Oh, friendly, yes, sure.
Did you, any of these first friends of yours remain lasting friends?
Well, I'll tell you, one girl, she was a little girl at that time. She lived right next door to our store. Her name was Weiss. Germans they were. The father was a painter. There was a big family there. And they always came into our store. And we were very friendly with the whole family. And this little girl, I meet her every once in a while downtown.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. She worked for the county for a long time. She's a grandmother now, naturally. And every time she sees me, she's so happy, and I'm happy to see her. And so on. There were nice people there. I remember there was my father, and he couldn't speak English, but he spoke German. So there were a lot of Germans over there. And one German woman, her name was Mrs. Milligan. But of course she was married to an Irishman, Catholic. And she was one of our best customers. She liked my father. She liked the way he spoke German and so on. And Mrs. Milligan was our friend when her father died. He was here packed here. He didn't know anything. He had to buy a lot in the Israelite synagogue, in the Israelite cemetery. And, you know, they had a strictly Orthodox burial. And nobody. He was laid out in our living room. In those days there were no such things. But she came, Mrs. Milligan came, Mrs. Milligan, she said, they were all those Jews, the Jews were sitting around there saying, killing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wanted to come in, and they said, what do you want? I want to see her. And they kind of had to let her in, and she was crying. Mrs. Milligan.
Yeah. Very, very nice. They have
hearts too. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I didn't. When anybody told me that there was such a thing as anti-Semitism here, I didn't believe it.
Who did you celebrate your first Seder with?
First one.
Before your mother came?
I probably, I don't remember, he probably went over with my father's brother, Tante Schuller.
I see. Were you closely associated with them socially?
With my
father's brother?
No, because I was so busy all the time. The store kept open till 10 o'clock at night and on Sunday. And one cousin left here in Pittsburgh, Morris. He was an attorney and he retired. He's sick now. He's 85 years old now.
During the first 5 years, did you maintain contact with your mother and your brothers?
Yes, the mother and the family. We wrote some letters all the time. We did all that.
Are you an American citizen?
Oh, my, yes.
And how did you acquire your citizenship papers?
Well, my father was the first one. He was one of the dear citizens, right? He came over two years ahead of me, 1904. And he was a policeman. The policeman used to come in our store. And this policeman was his witness. He was an Irishman. I don't remember who my witness was, maybe the same policeman, I don't know, I don't remember that. I became a citizen, I think, you're supposed to be here 5 years. I think I got my last citizen, my citizenship papers in 1911 or 12, I don't know exactly. But I was very happy and I belong. I felt I belong.
Very good. When did you first start?
Oh, no, I don't know. I came here and wrote to the president.
Okay,
is
it
Teddy. I remember all about the wedding for which the daughter was too long away. She's still living.
Have you voted around the past time?
I don't know, I voted for the first president as soon as I was able to vote.
And what party did you belong to?
Who not run against the Taft? You remember?
Probably
Paul. I don't know that I voted for the Taft. I don't know.
Why didn't you vote for Taft? Why did you
I like Taft because my father told him he's good to the Jews.
Oh.
My father used to read the Jewish papers.
Yes, indeed. were you active in this party at all?
No. Why is my father also like news? At that time, and I really believe that the reason he liked me is because he had a beard, and my father had a beard.
When did you first meet the person that you married, and how did you meet
him? I went to a picnic. I belonged to the Masonic Order at that time, and the Masons had him. And I met the girl at the picnic. It was a very nice.
Did you have a large wedding? How long after you met her did you marry her?
No. The wedding was right here at their home in Lincoln, New York.
And how old were you and how old was she?
That was in 1922. How old was I in 1922? And I was 19 in 1906. I must have been 35 then, huh?
A well-established man.
Was I? Let me see now. 1906, I was 19. And 1923, that's 16 years later, isn't it? And I'm 35. Now,
and how old was your wife?
Well, that was 22. 22, she was 28.
And what was the date, do you remember, other than
1922? Oh, you mean when I was married?
Yeah,
in May 16, and I was a good pet.
Okay, did you have any children?
Well, I tell you, we didn't have any, but we adopted a little girl. She was about 2 years old. Rabbi Wise had an indoctrination from New York. That was Stephen Wise, his wife.
Yeah.
His wife. Through them, he got moved out 2 years old. And she's in Philadelphia. She's got two sons. And she's very mature. She was a wonderful girl. She was a wonderful daughter to us. So we have two daughters, Nelson and Jane.
Very, very lovely. Did they believe in prearranged marriages in Europe at that time?
No, not in our town anymore. My sister didn't go for that at all. We were too modern. Maybe it was in there, obviously. Oh, look what we did. That was in a small town.
Yeah, that's
we were in a big city, you know.
Did you or any of your family friends marry non-Jewish people?
Well, I tell you, nothing. My first generation, the second generation, yes. My brother had five children, and one of them married. No, two of them, two sons married and had
What are your feelings about that?
Nothing. I think it's all right as long as you're alone. I have
You're a very liberal-minded man.
Oh, it's ridiculous to... the only thing I can... is this on?
Yeah, but this is part of...
No, I'm not going to tell you something, but whenever you say...
All right.
We were
What were your problems of adjusting to the first years of your marriage?
Everything has been a long time. The only thing is, when you found out there are no kids, and you went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you don't know why. You figured it out, go to the doctor, and that's everything was all right.
Who made the important decisions in your home?
Oh, I don't know. What important decisions are there? The money is the main important decision, and I gave it to her. What other things is there?
And did that differ from the way your father and mother ran their home?
No. I had it much nicer here, naturally. Mm-hmm. Over there, it was very hard over there.
No, but I mean, as far as handling the decisions,
young in those days when my father was still there, I don't know. They had, over there, they had the problem of making a living. They couldn't scratch together enough money for a loaf of bread for a while, for a time. I remember when we were in Lima, one Saturday, we didn't have anything to eat because there was no money. Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just before my father started to talk about going to the United States. And of course, I was already through with my examinations, and I was trying to get a job. So I didn't know that I got such a good job, 25 rooms a month.
Really?
It was a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
College. Mm-hmm. Betty graduated Pitt. And then she married a boy who was very successful with a fashion company.
Did any of your children receive any Jewish education?
Well, I don't know. Yes, Jane, Elizabeth. Of course, when I married Elizabeth, changed my life.
Yeah.
I joined marriage in September, and I married her with her name, Mark. We both had come to spend my life
with her. Oh, okay.
So she, I know Jane had a rental temple for the Sunday school. And naturally, Betty, he belonged to the temple, and she went through that property.
Oh, I see. Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, they had it much nicer.
In what respect?
Okay. There was enough money for school, there was enough money for eat, for food, and we had running water in the house. I didn't have to carry any water from the pump like I did in Europe, even though I was about 13 or 14 years old.
Do you remember having any problems raising your children, which were due to the fact that you were in an adult?
No. What do you mean, no?
I guess that's the end.
That's all right.
That was a beautiful, beautiful story.
Well, thank you very much, because I really was worried. I thought I didn't know what to tell you.